Perek Beis, Mishnah Tezvav. We continue with the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and in this Mishnah, the focus is Rabbi Eliezer. And I would like specifically to comment on one statement that Rabbi Eliezer makes in this Mishnah, a well-known statement to Rabbi Eliezer, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misaska, that one should repent one day before one's death. And in a Gemara in Mirseches Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph, the students of Rabbi Lazar asked him, how could one repent the day before one's death? And I quote the Gemara, Shalu Talmida Ves Rabbi Lazar, Chi Adam Yodea Ezehu Yom Yamus. Does man know the day that he will die? Thus, how is one able to repent the day before one's death? Rabbi Eliezer responds to his students and says, V'chol shekein yashuv hayom, shema yamus lemachar v'nimtza kol yama b'shuva. Because one doesn't know the date of his death, certainly, one should repent daily, so that every day one lives in the world and in the realm of tshuva, of repentance, and therefore one's entire life will be filled with tshuva. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself, the great Rebbe, of Rabbi Eliezer, gave a mashal, a parable, to explain the comment of his student Rabbi Eliezer. Mashal melech shezimen es avadav lesudav lo kavlam zman. A king was preparing a royal repast, a feast. However, he didn't set a date for the great party. Pikchim shebehem, the great wise servants of the king, kishru asatzman, prepare themselves dressed, v'yashvo pesach beis hamelech, and they sat waiting, pining for the king to open the doors for this great feast. Amru klum chasel beis hamelech, is there anything that the king is missing? It could be that any moment the king will open his doors and the party will begin. Tipshin shebehem, the silly, foolish servants, hochelum lachem, they went to work. Amru klumish sudablo tarach. How could it be that the king will ever be prepared so quickly for a feast? It takes time to prepare a feast. Bepitom quickly, bike shamelech hasavadav, quickly the king summoned his servants. Pikchem shebem nichnos lefan, of the wise ones who were prepared, entered the feast, entered the palace of the king. Mikushatim, dressed properly. V'hatipshim, however, the silly, foolish servants, nichnasu lefanam k'shem uluchlachim, entered the royal palace dirty and unkempt. Samach hamelech likras pikchim, the king was so glad to greet the wise, smart, prepared servants. V'kaas likras tipshin, and was angered to see the foolish, unprepared servants. Amr halalo shekishtu es atzman lesuda, yeshvu v'yochlu v'yishtu, those who prepared my servants, who understood that I would call, prepare, and you would have a feast, please sit, enjoy, eat, and drink. Halalu shelo kishtu atzmam, however, those silly, foolish servants of mine who did not prepare for the meal, yamdu viru, should look from afar and see what's taking place, but will be unable to revel and to enjoy in the party that I have prepared. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was teaching a very basic lesson, that one who is not prepared, one who does not think and consider, as we referred yesterday, to seeing as hanola, to seeing the future, will never enjoy the ultimate party, the party and the joy of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. And thus, the teaching of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's student, Rabbi Eliezer, Shuv Yom Echa Lifnei Misas Echa, we never know the date of our death, therefore, every day should be lived as a day of tshuva. We should never think that tomorrow is an automatic, that next week is a guarantee, next year is for sure, and I'll take care of things when I have time, when the date comes, when the time comes. Those are the tipshim. Those are the silly, foolish servants. But we, the wise servants of the king, the bnei hamelech, have to contemplate and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can call for us at any moment. And we need to be prepared to stand in front of Borei Olam. And thus, shuv yom echa lifnei misascha, we need to see every single day as that potential last. And therefore, being prepared is the key. And his outstanding commentary on Avos, Rabbi Irving Bunim in Ethics from Sinai, quotes the very well-known, famous Talmud Chacham poet, Rabbi David ben Shlomo Vital, the great Spanish 15th century, 16th century sefer, the Michtam LeDavid, who has an unbelievable, pithy poem, which he wrote. And he writes, Adam doeg al ibud damav. Man worries for money that he loses. Ve'eino doeg al ibur yamav. But most people don't think and don't pain for the lost time day by day. Damav einam ozrim. Money ultimately will not help. Yamav einam chozrim. Time, days, will never return. The seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the years, they go by so fast. Just recently had an encounter with somebody who's much older and speaking to me, commented, I wish I would just have taken advantage of so much time that I had. And not in a negative way, the person wasn't commenting, but telling me, take advantage of your time, of your children, of your family, of your young, vivacious, and all the opportunities and the possibilities, whether it's family, it's a career, connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Tefillah and Torah. It goes so fast with a bat of an eyelash. You're quickly become older, and the time elapses with such speed. Grab the moment, put it in a plastic bottle, and grab it. And yes, it's easy to understand it, but to live it is a whole different story. We need to take advantage of every second, the minutes, the hours, and the days. Use them fully. Shuv yom echad lifnei misasecha. Make sure we are living every day. It's as if our last, and taking advantage of it. Not in a negative, not in a depressing way, but in a positive, uplifting way. We're healthy. We feel good. We could see. We could run. We could walk. We could talk. We could help. We could learn. We could dive in. Grab it and do it. The Vilna Gaon was often to comment that there's a certain pain that a human being has, which is the most painful, emotional and physical pain that's feasible. And that pain is felt moments after death, when a human being is being taken to burial. And a person at that moment sees everything, their entire past, their entire world, every minute of their day and of their life is zoomed in. And a person at that moment, all he or she wants to do is just have another second, a minute of life to go back and to take care of so many things that could have been taken care of. Another minute to dive in, to learn, to ask mechila, to apologize to somebody, to make good on something, to pay somebody back, to say a nice word, to smile, to go back to the Beis Medrash, to dive in with a sitter. The pain the Vilna Gaon describes that exists at that moment is so awesome, it's so painful, it's more painful than the entire existence of Gehenna, says the Vilna Gaon. And the tshuka, the desire, just to go back to your home, to your house, to be osek in Torah and avoda for all your days, that the person wants to rip out their hair so much. Hatzar hazeh, I quote, kashelo mikol yisuri gehenim, says the Gaon. The pain for that moment when a person wants to run back and just grab another minute and a second of life and smell the flowers and the trees and see the spring and the blossom trees is so incredibly painful. But we have it. We could grab it. And every minute and every day and every hour, what you're doing, plugging into these 10 minutes every day of the podcast, speaks to your understanding and ability to be able to appreciate that every minute counts. And that's what we have to be doing. And certainly in the beautiful days and the weeks that we're having, the sun is shining, even though there's such difficulty in the world and such pain and such suffering. But we need to be able to look outside and see the sun shine and see the sunset and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the lives that we have and for our health and for our success, and not to be concerned like the great Hebrew poet Reb David ben Shalom Vital said, Adam doeg al ibudamav. We worry so much about the money that gets dried up and drained away. Veino doeg al ibud yamav. But how often do we worry about the time that's lost? Reb Sadia Gaon once commented that he does tshuva every single day because he wasn't as great yesterday as he was today. Because every single day he got better. And thus he had to do tshuva that today he's better and greater, but he wasn't like that yesterday. That's a person who's living every single day b'tshuva. That's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said, Shum yom echa lifnei misascha. Live every day like it's your last. Because tomorrow, who knows? Next week, who knows? But it should inspire us, invigorate us to be able to take advantage of everything that we've been given, everything that we have to help others, to help ourselves, and to continue to grow, to steig, and to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the great world that we have been granted an opportunity to be a part of. Let's do it.